Right, start again.
Right.
So, my name is Eleanor Sear, and I'm interviewing on 21st of August 2009. Can I ask you to introduce yourself?
I'm Alice Wand, and we came here in 1976, and my husband was the last chief inspector at the police station in Letchworth. So we've been here 33 years. We've got five children, but two of them were married by the time we got here.
And where were you from originally?
I was born in Wolverhampton, but we moved to Lincoln when I was six. So we moved away in 1951 when my husband was joined the police, and we were sent to Scunthorpe.
We're talking about shopping in Letchworth. Can you tell me about some of the shops, if we start with food shopping, where you went to buy your shopping?
There's a Co-op and Sainsbury's and McFisheries and Lipton's were here for a very short while, and then I used to go to the small shops, the independent butchers and greengrocers, for those sort of things, and I make my own bread, so I didn't have to bother to go to the bakers. But I didn't get anything in the supermarket that I could buy in a small shop, and I still don't. Because if you don't use your small shops, you lose them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Saying that you use Sainsbury's.
Yes.
What was Sainsbury's like?
Very clean and neat, with very nice stuff. It was an absolute tragedy when I went out of the town, because I've got friends of 80 who could walk into town with their trolleys, shop in Sainsbury's, have a cup of tea and walk home. And even with three buses, they couldn't cope getting off and on buses, but they could cope with their little trolley and do their shopping every week. And it was Iceland were absolutely brilliant. I forgot this last time. Iceland were absolutely brilliant, because after 3 weeks, they shut down, because they always used to do large packets of everything. But after 3 weeks, they closed down for about 4 days, and they restocked the shop with smaller packets, half pounds of butter and smaller tins of stuff and just the stuff that people, pound bags of flour and that sort of thing. And then about 2 years later, they closed for 2 weeks and had another restocking and put more chillers in. And they, if it hadn't been for Iceland, we should have really been stuffed, because once Sainsbury's had gone, McFisheries went a fortnight later.
And McFisheries was where?
It was where Costa Coffee is now.
So, and it...
In the the square?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was across there.
And what did they sell?
Well, they sold groceries, but they also sold fish, and they had a very good butcher in there as well. I didn't go to it. My friend used to go there. She said he was a very good butcher. Because a lot of people, when they're shopping, they want to go to one... I'm not criticising, I'm just saying that when people are shopping, especially people who are working, they want to go in a shop and buy everything, don't they? And it isn't always the best idea, really.
No. And you also say that you used to shop in the market.
Yes.
Where was the market?
The market is... It's in that area, you know where Iceland is, it's opposite Iceland.
So the indoor market?
Indoor market. We've never had an outdoor market. That farmer's market is an innovation. Not criticising, very good.
It was actually originally a market where HSBC Bank is.
Was there?
Yeah, before that was built and the arcade was built, that was all an open market.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's interesting.
Well, that's something
I'll tell you something else I found out as well. You know, you were talking about the arena. That's where the circus used to be.
Mm.
Yeah, circus used to be up there.
Yeah. So, what was in the market? What sort of shops?
There's a greengrocer's. There was a very good shop selling sweaters and clothing, kept by an Indian lady. They were very, very good. There was a good butcher. There was Tom's Deli. There was a little cafe. There was a pet shop. There was a card shop. Corner. Can't remember. I think that's all I can remember. That was originally. I mean, it's gone quite a lot of the units have changed hands over the years, which you hope for, because it brings new life into the town, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, change is always, some change is quite good, really, isn't it?
And you were talking about Tom's Deli.
Oh, Tom's Deli. Yeah. Well, Tom. He really is an extremely nice man, and he took the decision after about 3 or 4 years to go into the shop in Eastcheap. No, in Leys Avenue. And it was the best thing he ever did, because a lot of people are too snobbish to shop in markets. And they found this wonderful shop with all these wonderful delicatessen things in.
So what sort of things exactly did he sell?
He sold French cheeses, German cheeses, Dutch cheeses, English cheeses. He's very keen on bringing in all the new English cheeses. Cold meats, salami, he had several different sorts of salamis. And nobody's beaten him for boiled ham. What else? Biscuits. And he used to have lovely stuff at Christmas. Spices, jams. It was a proper delicatessen.
Mm.
And he had a very good attitude to customers as well, you know, which people always like to be welcomed when they go into a shop. That's why I like that new butcher, because if you're shopping in France and you go into a shop, it doesn't matter how busy they are, the person behind the counter always says, good morning. He always does. If you step in the shop, it doesn't matter how busy you are, he always speaks to you. And that's what people like in a shop.
Yeah, people acknowledging you, don't
they? Yes.
And the co-op, can you tell me a bit about that? Where was the co-op?
The co-op is where Wilkinson's is now. It was from the alley that goes through from Broadway to Eastcheap, and it went down as far as David's Bookshop, which is gone now. Yeah.
And when you went to, what was in there?
Well, it was a grocery. It was a supermarket grocery. And the staff were nice, and the stuff in there was very good. I still see one of the checkout ladies in town when I'm shopping. She always used to give my daughter threats.
And when you, did people shop in there that weren't members?
Yes, you didn't have to be a member to shop in there, but you're a fool if you didn't, because you got your dividend. And I still get my dividend from the corporate Stockfold.
And what was, what other departments did they have in there other than the food?
Well, upstairs there was an electrical department where you could buy washing machines and that sort of thing. I think there was clothing as well. I told you I thought they sold material. I think they did sell material. They sold shoes. They had very good shoes. Yeah, I can't remember anything else. But it was like, what do they call those shops where you can buy everything?
Sort of department stores.
It was a department store. Yes, it was a co-op department store. We had a bonus of a good grocer's downstairs. And it was a big shop. It wasn't a little grocer's. It was a big grocer's.
That's a long parade, isn't it?
Yes. And now I think about it, if you look at the architecture of Wilkinson's, where it ends, on the right-hand side, that was where the co-op ended.
Okay.
But it was still a bit, it was still right from there to the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's long. Yeah. And what about sort of buying clothes and things in Letchworth?
Oh, there still is. What do they call that shop? What do they call the ladies' shop that's in there? There's W.H. Smith's, then there's a jeweller's, and then there's a ladies' shop, isn't there? There's Burton's, and then there's a ladies' shop.
Oh, Edinburgh Woolen Mill.
Yeah, Edinburgh Woolen Mill, but there's also,
Burton's there now.
It's Burton's there now, yeah. What's the name? I can't remember. It's a lady. They sell undies. I think they're still here, aren't they? They concentrate more on the lingerie than anything. I think they've moved round into the arcade. Into the shopping precinct.
Yeah. Men's underwear.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
And there's a girl in there, Mandarin there. She was really mustard. If she didn't agree with anything the Heritage Foundation was doing, she used to really give them hell. She was only about 35, but she was really on the ball. She could see something that she didn't like. She soon let people know. And that's what you want, isn't it? She didn't just shut the shop and go home. She took an interest in the town.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's quite a while ago now. Dorothy Perkins.
Oh, Dorothy Perkins?
Yes.
Well, that's now Rose Brandon to Garden Square, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another nice dress shop around there, isn't there? Top
New Look.
New Look, yeah. Because I used to be able to take my granddaughter into Peacocks for 12. She's decided that Peacocks is not the thing and we've got to go into New Look. But yeah, I was patient with her in there because she turns everything over. You're shopping with an expert when you're shopping with her.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you were saying something about sphinxes as well.
Oh, sphinx, yes, they were a very superior lot who worked in there. So I didn't go in there unless I was absolutely forced to. There was one very nice lady called Grace, and she opened her own small shop in that arcade when they opened it. She was very, very nice, but some of them were so haughty. The men in the outfitters across the road were very nice. They were very nice, and there was a lovely gents outfitters in the arcade, Foster and Scott. That was very nice.
And what sort of things did you buy from there?
Well, I'd buy a shirt for my husband probably, because I usually knit his sweaters, and ties. They were very patient. They didn't mind showing you things. You know, sometimes people are a bit impatient in shops, aren't they? But just because you hadn't got a lot of money didn't mean to say they weren't prepared to serve you.
What was the shop like inside? Because it seems to be a very popular shop.
It was a thin shop. It was a, you know, long, narrow shop. Once you were in the shop, the counter was about 3 feet from the door, but it went right along the shop. And they've got mannequins in the windows, but in the shops, everything was put away on the open drawers. So you could see what you wanted.
Okay.
You know, got stacks of open drawers, not like these. So they were shelves, really, pull out shelves.
Would they help you find things then?
Well, they used to ask you what you wanted, and then they'd show you what they'd got, which is what you want, isn't it?
It's quite different now, though. In a clothes shop, you'd normally just browse, wouldn't you?
Yes, and sometimes you think, and I'm not against that, actually, but it's still nice. I mean, when you're served as nice as you were served in there, it wasn't a hardship. And they were very good. And Birds, they used to go into Birds for shoes. And the last time I went in, because I wear a size 7.5, this haughty woman said, oh, we don't do 7.5s. So I thought, oh, all right. So I go to Biggleswade, to Howarth's in Biggleswade, and I asked for size 7.5 sandals, and they brought out 8 boxes. So now when I want shoes, that's where I go.
What was the arcade like as well?
It's very picturesque, which still is, isn't it? Yes, there are lots of nice little shops down there. There was Mrs. Dunt, who's still there, and the travel agent was there, and Foster and Scott's were at the bottom. Bennett's were on the corner, where the Heritage Foundation shop is now. That was a lovely shop, Bennett's, and they had lovely stuff, and they had the loveliest little dog that used to sit on the counter. It was a spaniel of some sort, very friendly. It didn't mind people going into the shop.
And that was just that was in the jewellers?
Yes, that was in the jewellers, yeah. Well, he didn't like being left at home, so they used to take him with them. And if he'd been a handicap to them, they wouldn't have done that, but he was part of the scene, so you knew if you went into Bennett's, you were going to see the dog.
Brilliant. And in the 70s, when you arrived, the arcade, of course, the arena parade had been built.
Yes.
And what sort of shops were there?
Well, the stationers was there, and Raymond's hairdressers, and I think there was a Chinese at the end. No, I know there was a fish and chip shop, but I'm almost sure there was a Chinese restaurant at the end. I can't really remember. Oh, and there was that shop on the corner that sells sweets, toffees and papers and things. It was Martin's then.
Yeah, it's Co-op now. It's all called All Days, but it is a Co-op.
It is a Co-op. I heard it was Tesco's.
No, it's Co-op.
Oh. Because there's an All Days down at the end of Station Road, isn't there?
Yeah, something similar. I don't know. But it is actually officially a Co-op, because I did my research to make sure that we had no Co-ops in Letchworth, and the Co-op website says that...
They own All Days. Oh, that's very interesting.
Because they do sell... I like the Co-op Fair Trade chocolate, and they do sell the...
Yeah. You know where you can get a really good selection of Fair Trade chocolate?
In Letchworth?
No, in Stockfold at the Co-op. You'd be surprised what they've got in Fair Trade chocolate there.
Yeah, I bet. Well, there's lots of... It's quite hard to come by in Letchworth.
Yeah, because it isn't a Fair Trade town, is it?
No, not anymore.
No.
Not very much. The arena hasn't changed much, you don't think, really?
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
And
there were two cinemas here as well. There's the Palace Cinema as well as the one we've got now.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. The fire station used to be there, you know.
Next to the palace. Yeah. So that if the palace set light. And you were telling me about Hartley's as well.
Oh, Hartley's, yes. Hartley's used to have a very nice shop. There's Booker's on the corner of the arcade, and then there was Hartley's, and they used to sell the most exquisite china. And shall I tell you what I was telling you before? And they had another nice little shop where they sold sort of cheaper lines in the arcade. And then down at the bottom of Station Road was a really nice kitchen shop where you could buy utensils and things like that. And they used to have a club you could join if you got a wedding or something coming up, and you could pay money in. And then Mr. Hartley cleared off with it, so that was the end of Hartley's.
So they actually had to shut down after that?
Yes, they did. Because people just wouldn't shop, we didn't trust them anymore. And I went to shop there one afternoon and it was closed because they got two busloads of Americans from one of the American bases shopping in there. I don't know if they'd come from Laken Heath or, because I think that's about the nearest American base, but they shut it so the Americans could shop in there because they did have the most exquisite china and vases and pieces of glass and things like that. It was lovely. It was a lovely, lovely shop. The ladies in there were a bit haughty, but...
So when was that?
Oh, that's years and years and years ago. That must be 25 years ago, 20 years ago. Well, you'd know that because you'd have that in your records.
Yeah, probably it would have been in the paper, I'd imagine, as well.
Yes, that's right. You can get a copy of the old papers.
Yeah, sort of early 80s.
And Brookers was a very good shop because they got everything you could possibly want for bashing your house about and buying. And they also had a nice furniture department upstairs because we bought the last bed. It was because they were closing down and moving out to put all their stuff in at Hitchin. And there was this one lovely bed all on its own, this great big, sort of shopping area. And I said to him, we could have that bed, and we've still got it. It's got a different base now, a different mattress, but the headboard's still the same.
So you didn't just sell furniture?
No, they sold. If you wanted screws or files or anything you need for doing mecha work or woodwork, saws. It was a fantastic shop. Yes, it was a real loss for the town when it went.
Mm.
Yeah. And, well, Hartley's was too, because Hartley's used to bring people used to come from all over the country to come to Hartley's, because they knew that they were going to be able to spend probably all morning there looking at everything and getting what they wanted. They're probably going to Brookers and get things.
Yeah. I didn't realise that they were so big and popular.
Yeah. And if you've got a shop like that in the town, like David's Bookshop, they do draw people in from other areas. My daughter's shop here. My daughter's always used to come to Tom's Deli at Christmas.
Mm.
And my one daughter, I mean, she's got quite a big family. She'd spend £100, no problem. They've got pots of money, so they don't mind spending it.
We were talking before as well about David's Bookshop.
David's Bookshop, yeah.
So that was here in the 70s as well.
Yes, yes.
And has it always looked, has it changed much?
It has, it has physically, but not the attitude of the people who work in there. They're very, very helpful. And if you want a book, they'll have it there. Well, the longest I've had to wait was 3 days, and that was for a reprint. And but it's changed physically because now you can go in and go into the card shop and the music shop was there as well, isn't it?
So originally it was just a bit on the right.
Yes, yes, that's right. And it was straight down the shop. But the dentist was above, and it's quite a while ago now, because my daughter was above that as well. When she had her beauty salon there, she's moved now, she's living somewhere else in Lakewood. And somebody in the dentist left a tap on with a plug in the sink, so David was flooded. So they had a refit. They had to because the place was awash. And that took about 2 or 3 weeks, you know. I mean, you lose business when that sort of thing happens, don't you?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It was such a stupid thing to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, completely. We were talking about what it was like as well, just to sort of walk around the town in Letchworth. Was it quite busy?
It was busy, but it was nice because pavements are so wide, you never got bumped into. You know, sometimes when you go to particularly the older town, when we first came here, my daughter and I, she's two and a half, she and I came to look at houses because my husband had been promoted here, And the first time we came off the train, I looked up and I thought, oh, Skegness, because it's about the architecture what then was about the same. And I really liked it. And you didn't have to go out of town for one single thing. There were three wool shops here for a start. And there were two ironmongers, there was Booker's, and there was another little ironmongers further down the street. You didn't have to go out of town for anything. Six butchers, independent, well, two of them were Dewhurst, but the rest were independent. And the best sausage maker in the world was at the bottom of where the co-op have got their funeral parlour now, Mr. Jones. He made fantastic sausages. I used to walk halfway across the town for them before I got my bike.
Wow.
Well, when you've got a family to feed and you haven't got much money, you've got to be quite enterprising, really, haven't you?
Mm.
And we were better off when we came here because my mother was a chief inspector, but I'd learnt frugality in the hard way. Yeah.
And the wind, you said one of the wool shops had been...
Was down the wind, yes, on the left-hand side. Yes, I don't know, I think there's an art shop there now, I think they've been moved.
Yeah,
yeah. And it was it was kept by quite an elderly person, but she was really on the ball. She got plenty of you know, different wools and needles and all the other things you need.
And what were people buying the wool for? Were they buying it to make clothing?
Yes.
Not just sort of for crafts and things that people.
Well, I don't know. Probably they were, but I only used to buy it for knitting. And because it isn't just knitting, it's crochet as well, isn't it? Because I've crochet rugs for babies, and you've always got oddments of wool left over, and they're always the most colourful, the oddment jumpers.
Mm.
But she was very good, and there was another lovely wool shop. And now I think about it, it's where the Salvation Army shop is now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really good wool shop there, and you could buy wool in Sphinx if you deign to go in there. And there was another wool shop. Now where was that? Because the man who kept it had a wool shop in Hatfield, and he committed suicide not long after we got here. And I think his wife ran the one in Exeter, but I can't remember where it was. That might have been down the arcade, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you were saying as well that people would buy fabric.
Yes.
As well as wool.
Well, they used to go to Mr. Suman's on the market for fabric.
So he's been here since the 70s?
Yes, yeah. And my daughter's come from Newbury to buy material off Mr. Suman.
I didn't realise he'd been here that long.
Yeah. And Tom went in there about 5 or 6 years. Tom's delicatessen went in there about, after we'd been here about 5 or 6 years, so that would be 28 years ago. Who else was in there? Oh, and there's a pet shop. That had a nasty man working in it. He was a real idiot, he was. Who else was there? Oh, and there's a lady who sold those beautiful sweaters. An Indian lady. She sold beautiful sweaters. She was in there for about 5 or 6 years after we moved here.
Really?
And then the greengrocer took her, you know, her stall.
Mm.
But she had lovely, you know, you could buy a really nice sweater from her for a Christmas present for somebody. You haven't got time to knit it. Yeah. Can't remember what else. Oh, and there was a man who sold stockings and undies. An old Jew boy. He was an absolute cracker.
On the market?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't have a very big store. And he came from the East End somewhere, and he was a real character. He was a really, really funny man. And because I don't wear tights, and he was the only place where I could get stockings.
Mm.
Yeah. I have to get them from Wilkinson's now, but they're quite good. But he had lovely, he didn't just sell, you know, only brown stockings. He had lovely stockings, and he had the loveliest undies. You know, if you wanted something smart for your grandchildren, you could always get nice undies from him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about him. You reminded me about him.
And then, where were things like Woolworths and Boots? Where were they in...
Woolworths is where Argos is now.
It was still there, was it, in the 70s?
Yes, and they had the most dreadful floor walker. It was a really nice little Woolworth, it was a super little Woolworth, but she was like a witch. She used to follow teenage girls round the shop. She didn't realise that 14-year-old girls get to be 25-year-old women with 2 or 3 children, and they never went there again. She used to haunt them, but they went round the shop. And they weren't stealing, they were just looking. You know what girls of 14 are like, they're picking stuff up, smelling stuff and testing stuff. But they weren't stealing, they'd no intention of stealing. She used to haunt them, she used to follow them around, she's like a shadow.
How strange.
And she did a lot of the people, I mean, always, who was it? Oh, and there used to be a lovely material shop. You're asking me about material. Mm. You know where the hairdressers is on the left-hand side at the top of East Cheap? There's a very nice hairdresser up there.
Yeah.
Well, there was a very, very nice dress shop in there.
Talents?
It's called Talents? No, it was the hairdresser's called Talents. Well, there was a very, very nice dress material shop there. And the lady in there, her mother used to live not far from me. And she told me that the people who nicked her scissors were the old age pensioners. So she tied them up in the end. She got several pairs of scissors because she'd put them down on the counter after she'd cut a piece of material. And she said it was all the old age pensioners who nicked them. Well, teenage girls aren't going to, are they?
How strange.
Yeah. She had the loveliest materials. Because I'm not very good at dressmaking, but I used to do a bit. Because it's a cheaper way of dressing your children, isn't it? Yeah. And my daughter used to come up to that shop as well.
So when did that shop?
Ooh, years ago. It must be 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's quite a long time.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before? Oh, Woolworths. Mm. So what sort of things did Woolworths sell then? If they were sort of, do they sell makeup and things like that?
They sold nail varnish and lipstick and sweets and all the things that Woolworths have always sold, like saucepans, and they've always been like a little, they used to be called the threepence and sixpence store when I was a child in Lincoln, because there was a big one there. Always smelled of mice. And when I was a little girl, because when we lived in Wolverhampton, my dad used to take me to the cinema, and he used to say, now, very, very quietly, this is in Wolverhampton, because it was in the old part of Wolverhampton, we used to sneak up to Woolworths' door, and he used to put the torch on, and the mice used to bolt off the biscuits.
Oh, that's in Wolverhampton, not in Letchworth.
No. and he used to take me along to the pet shop to see the tortoises galloping around in the dark. He knew how to spend money, my dad.
How funny.
Yeah. Well, that's what kids need to see, isn't it? Yeah. I always remember the mice bolting off the biscuits.
Hopefully he didn't buy any biscuits from there.
Oh, no, he wouldn't have any. He was a real snob. He wouldn't have any out of the co-op either, because he came to stop with me. He wasn't very well, and he came to stop with me. And he said, this is a really nice cup of tea. I said, yes, it's Black Prince from the co-op, and it nearly choked him. And they still make that, they still sell that tea.
How funny.
Yeah.
That's really strange. Well, I think that's... Oh, window displays as well.
Yes, you were asking me about that, and they were always very neat. Letchworth was the most attractive place to shop in because of the wide pavements and the good bus and train service. People used to come from quite a long way around to shop here, and because Hartley's was a draw. And if you come into a town, and you're going to somewhere like Hartley's, you probably stop and have a cup of coffee. Well, it's probably not near where Hartley's. You might go up into the Neil rooms and have a cup of coffee there. And then you'd probably have a browse in David's. So they were like a, they used to draw people into the town, and that's what you want, isn't it?
Mm, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm. So did they still have things like, what are they called? Stick out over the front of the shop window.
Shop blinds?
Yeah. Like that.
Well, essentially you're selling food, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose
Bakery
has them.
So. And I think Tom's Deli had one as well.
Yes, they do have one, actually. Yeah. They still had all those up.
Yes. I can't remember. As I say, I make my own bread, so I can't really remember much about the bakers.
Mm.
Simmons haven't been here all that long. They've only been here about 25 years. But I told you about my daughter working for them when she was 14. Yeah. Learned to make wedding cakes.
Wonderful.
It is, yeah. When she was at school, nobody at school wanted to see her except the cookery teacher, the sewing teacher and the PE teacher. And really, thinking back on it, she was dyslexic. Because you never see her reading a book unless it's a recipe or... something. She's very, very good at dressmaking, something like that, something practical. She runs her husband's business. Her husband's a printer and she runs his business. But You never see her doing anything. You never see her doing anything academic.
Yeah, she's a practical person.
A practical person, and four of my children are practical. The only one who's academic is the only one with no common sense. When you think
they normally go together.
Yeah, when you think of the stupid things she does, you know, the mind boggles. And yours is all very tolerant of her. But both my sons are gardeners.
Oh, right.
Yeah, one's got his own business, one works for people. Judy runs her father's business, and Fiona's got a beauty salon up in town.
Mm.
Yeah, and she was another one who nobody wanted to know at school. But once she was escaped and did what she wanted to do, same with Judy. Judy went to Ware College to do window dressing, never looked back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they learned so much more. It isn't just window dressing. You've got to make all your things, like your pieces of pottery and things like that. And I thought she was dyslexic. She had to do show cards for a shop window.
Mm.
And she was up till 10 o'clock making these show cards. When she took them back to college next day, the man who was in charge said, "I'm sorry, Judy, you spelt these all wrong." So she had to do the whole lot again. Mm-hmm. So she never worked without a dictionary after that. And one of the places she worked was in Finchley High Street. She worked in John Lewis's for 2 weeks of work experience. And what people don't realise is, if you're working in the shop window, the girls in the shop window can hear what's being said. And there was a bus queue outside, and there was a little boy about 4 or 5, and he was being an absolute bounder. And she was dressing these, you know, mannequins in the shop window, and she rattled like in the window, so he turned around like that too. And he went and stood behind his mother, and he was quiet the rest of the time.
That was brilliant. Well, I think that's all my questions. Are there any other shops that you want to talk about, or that we've missed out?
There's Tom's Deli. I told you about Tom's Deli.
Yeah.
And David's.
Yeah. That's most of the ones.
And the wool shops, they were good. I don't think so. You asked me about Sainsbury's, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, they had nice stuff in there. But when they went out of town, I didn't go anymore, because I told you I had friends who could walk up to town.
Yeah.
And there was no way they could use free buses, so I just didn't go anymore. And I cut my card up at Tesco's and sent it back there as well, because we'd been away for about a month and we came back, you know, at Baldock, and we used to go up there every week because I really liked Tesco's, and I couldn't find something. Oh, I know, it was Serviettes, and this minion followed me up and down every aisle, showing me where they were, and they were with party stuff and twice the price. So that made me a little bit cross. But he said to me, "You'll like it in here when we've finished," because he said, "We're going to have an optician." I said, "That's right, put somebody else out of work." And I took my card up and sent it back. And this old man tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "I quite agree with you." I said, "Well, why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you?" You know, they do put people out of work. There used to be a good, really good grocery shop in Ashwell. Within a year of Tesco opening, they were closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you live in Letchworth?
No.
No. But it's
but I agree about Tesco's.
Yeah, they're too powerful. And I was when my husband was reading the paper in the morning, I always read the financial bit and the sports bit. And in the financial bit, Tesco are going to take on 800 more people because they're going to have a bank.
Yeah, they already do some financial services.
Yeah, well, they're going to do even more now.
Yeah, seems to have a bank.
Do they? Mm. Yeah, my daughter gets her car insurance from Tesco.
Yeah.
She's going to have conscience. Well, she's one of these people who's got to, because she's working 5 days a week, she's got to shop where she can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind you, she's not that proud, because I bring her stuff from Lidl.
Oh, I love Lidl.
I love Lidl.
Right, I'm going to switch stuff, because there's not a Lidl in that.